Working on the chain gang, Sam Cooke. That's right. Today's episode's about work. Work. What the hell is that? Work is essential to life. I mean, hadn't really thought about it for a while, but all the way back to physical chemistry, work is the essential unit of energy when they look down at the molecular atomic level and try to understand energy as part of reality. The ability to do work is how we define energy. So capturing energy and using it in a directed manner is the essence of life itself. That's the whole point of being dynamic. Hello, this is Dr. Gene Mesko. Mostly hairless apes coming at you, talking about work, one of the suggestions from the Biobel. Because if you're not working, if you're not solving a problem, if you're not making something beautiful or better, what the hell are you up to? Get off your lazy ass and do some work. There's always one more job to be done. Until we live in a perfect world, we all have work to do. That's the deal. At least that's what the standards of evolutionary ethics require of us. Because evolutionary ethics says you stay alive and reproduce or you go extinct. Those are the options in life. So you get up every day and you get your shit together. You make your bed, you have your breakfast, you clean yourself up, and you go about the day doing whatever it is that you do that makes you a worthwhile human. Whatever that might be. And I don't know. There's a lot of work to be done. And if you're not helping out, you're just in the way. Lead, follow, or get out of the way. Those are the options. In any situation, you can go do something else, or you can take the lead, or you can just follow somebody else's lead. But the work needs to get done. And that's the ethics of Grand Falloons. That's what we're trying to create in the evolving church of science here, whatever this is, me venting myself. But the idea of an essential component that work is actually a good thing is hard to get across to a lot of Americans. We have this mythology, and it's cultivated because of the parasitism of capitalism on our society, which we'll get back to in a little bit. But capitalism evolved from feudalism. And feudalism was all about ownership. That was the whole thing. Somebody owned the land, and they let you work on it. And of course you didn't want to work on it, because you didn't get to keep the fruits of your labor. That's what eventually led to rebellion, and what's going on with up to the common day. Why we've always had worker-boss conflicts in our lives, because am I getting paid what I'm worth? Nobody minds working. Everybody appreciates that work needs to get done. Everybody wants to work for something. If you have any ounce of morality in you, you understand. You want to work for something. Everybody believes in something. If not, get out of the way. It's time for you to get out of the way if you don't believe in anything. If you're just sitting there taking up space. Sorry. Do something fun on the way out. Maybe it'll be entertaining for the rest of us. But if you're not helping to weave the fabric of humanity into whatever future shape it's going to be, why are you here? To me, there's no other purpose. That's the most fundamental ethical principle in the evolving church of science, is you get up and you do work. Because you're trying to improve the human condition. You're trying to help us stay alive and reproduce and not go extinct. And that ripples from that. When you take that view of life, that humans are a species, that we're Homo sapiens, that we share a gene pool, that we're all on this path together, bringing our gods and all whatever else crap we're bringing along. We keep changing. We're evolving. We're continually changing. We've gone from Homo erectus to Homo habilis to Homo erectus, from the Australopithecines leading to the first humans millions of years ago. We've mastered fire and taken over the planet and built amazing technologies. And it's a great ride. And I want to keep going. I want to go to outer space. I want us to go. I'm just going to fucking kill each other. I don't want to poison the planet. That's all. It's really pretty basic. If everybody would just get their shit together, eat the rich, or just tell the rich would be very happy if the rest of us stood up, or any of the rich with morals and ethics of some standard that we can respect, if you went to them and said, you know what, we're not going to let anybody have over $100 million. If you make over $100 million, we're going to tax you at 99.9% or some ridiculous rate like that. 99, let's go 99%. They can make 1%. They could get something back. They could be the 1%ers. Yeah, we want people to have innovation. I think $100 million is enough. If I had $100 million, what could you do with $100 million? You could buy your own frickin' island, set it up with power generators and services, and never have to do another fucking thing in your life. You'd never have to get off the couch, you lazy bastard. You wouldn't have to do anything. And that's the whole point. We don't want people doing nothing. We don't want useful people doing nothing. We want people solving problems, making things beautiful. Truth and beauty. That's all we want in the world. And I think we can get there if the professionals in the world stand up and say, I'm not going to take it anymore. Because that's who works. That's the people who understand work is good. If you're a professional, and this is what I've taken from sorting out my retirement here as a professor. We should all be professionals. A professor is somebody who professes his belief in something. I'm a biologist. I chose to study life, and I made a decent living at it. I made a decent enough living at it that I could retire because enough people wanted to know about biology. My area, mostly medical, pre-support. I taught anatomy and physiology for decades, and I can tell you all about kidneys and livers and bones and muscles and all that fun stuff and how it's all put together. And I can tell you how it's supposed to work. Medical doctors are supposed to tell you how it could go wrong. That's their job. My job is to tell you how it's supposed to work. And that's what I've taught to thousands of students over the years. But I profess that. I was glad to do that, one, because I made a decent living, but two, because I thought it was important. I thought that we should all understand more biology, which is why I'm venting here on Mostly Hairless Apes, because I'm so tired of people not understanding biology. I was talking to a seemingly well-educated man the other day, and I talked about being a biologist and study humans, and he goes, that's right, we're like sapioids or something, right? And I'm going, oh my God, he doesn't even know what species we are. And he was an intelligent, successful man. but there's just such a lack of knowledge about biology, and it's because, as much as my wife will disagree with this, it is about fucking religion. Religion is about belief. Science is about knowledge. That's the fundamental work that needs to be done right now to get everybody who thinks religion is better than science to tell them to shut the fuck up. All right, we don't want to go back to the Inquisition or the Middle Ages or the Crusades or feudalism or God kings or theocracies, whatever the hell they want, purges, all of that stuff that's based on a belief, that's based on people losing their shit and stopping their brains from working. Because that's how you get belief. You get belief when we run out of information. People come up with beliefs because we have to fill in the gaps. We have to have an operating system. And just like the freaking idiots in the over-browed scientists in Jurassic Park who just fill in the DNA that's missing from their dinosaur DNA that they find, which then leads off to all sorts of wonderful new adaptations. But that's the whole point. A chromosome is an operating system. It's information. It's DNA. Once you change the DNA, you change the organism. But the other side of evolution is artificial selection. It's mental information. It's all that information we cram into our consciousness. And that's our curse and blessing, however you want to look at it. Humans have evolved an adaptation of self-awareness and free will. We have enough of an, we can create an avatar in our brain of our humanity. And we can think about ourselves in time and space. And we know what matter and energy, what resources we have access to. And we can choose how to act on the world. And that's where ethics comes in. That's why we need the evolving Church of Science, because if we understand that as an evolutionary process, that consciousness is just a new information processing system. It's the newest one since DNA evolved 3.5 billion years ago, here, maybe elsewhere. I don't know. We haven't met any other alien life forms yet. All the life forms we know about are Earthlings, the millions of species that have been unidentified. And most fucking people don't even know what a species is. They don't even know which species we are. We are Homo sapiens, part of the hominin line, from the hominids going back to the great apes, to the primates, to the mammals, to the vertebrates, to the chordates, to the eukaryotes, to the animalia. We're in a long line of evolutionary adaptations that have been on the planet for billions of years. And we learn that there's no guarantees. There's no guarantees that we're going to stay alive and not go extinct. And you want to go, don't you fucking understand that? Then that's where we are with life. We've got this problem whereby so many things are happening out there. And the thing we need to do is work. You get up and you do something. You solve a problem and then you solve the next one. Just like the Martian told us. You know, if you're going to farm in your own shit, you better have your act together. But what do you do? Whatever needs to get done. That's a professional. We all go, wow, that's really cool when people do that. And that's right. And it doesn't matter what profession you are. As long as you're helping maintain the planet, And you're making stuff better or making stuff beautiful or discovering new stuff, whatever, there's so much work that needs to be done. And all of that has to be done. You know, just like we have homeostatic systems in a body that just do maintenance, we need people to do maintenance. We've got to have people who keep the transport system working, keep the communication system working. But everybody also should have the opportunity to create and make beauty and discover things. We need scientists and artists. We need people to, and we can rotate between those roles. We're all going to be alive. We're all going to be working hopefully half our lives. That's the target, I think. We've got an 80-year lifespan right now. Maybe we can get it up to the 120 max, but you should spend at least half of it working. Because it takes us a while to develop, and then you should be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor. That's one of the things I've realized about retirement. I deserve it. I've been busting my ass maintaining a family and a home and being a respectable citizen. I've been playing the game, paying my bills, paying my taxes, and I have a decent retirement for it. So fuck you if you don't think I should be retired. Because you know what? If you haven't figured it out, that's a calculation I made ages ago. People said retirement. And I said, that would be really cool. I didn't know what it was going to be. Do not come from money. Dad never got there. Dad never fucking got there. Dad worked and then went on disability and then died. Mom worked and just died. So my parents didn't ever get retirement. My wife's parents and grandparents did. And I thought, wow, that's a cool way to do things. And I think it's a way civilized way to do things. But the majority of Americans don't have it. And that's what's one of the things that's fucked up about America. Yeah. And I think we can make it better. And we should have a belief system. We should have a common belief system. And it should be science. It's science stopping your emotions as much as possible, using as much reason and logic as you can to look at the matter and energy in the space and time around you and solve a problem or make something beautiful or maintain something at least. Maintenance has to be done. Sometimes you just got to do the grind. But real work discovers new things, makes things beautiful. That's real work. And we should all be working on that to some level. We should all have the opportunities for that. We should all encourage each other to do that. because the more that everybody else does, the better the world will be. It's a really basic equation. You don't have to figure out a lot of stuff. So go out there and get to work.